The survey is looking for feedback, both good and bad, and the findings will then be scrutinised. With me to explain more is MSP Jean Freeman, who is also Social Security Minister. Jean Freeman, thank you very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio. Can I ask you, first of all, explain to us really the details behind this survey request?
So the experience panels are our way of continuing the direct involvement of people with experience of the current benefit system so that we can learn from their experience and their ideas as we build our own social security system in Scotland. It's an approach that we started with a consultation last summer, and it's an approach that I think is very important because the best way to build the new system in Scotland, to make sure that it's one that works as effectively as possible for the folks who need it, is to directly involve those individuals in helping us with the design in every aspect of what we're doing. So the experience panels are us inviting 2,000 volunteers from across Scotland to come and join us and work with us in creating that new system for Scotland.
Looking at it, you've explained exactly what you want the survey to actually do. What kind of a system do you want to get to then, using the results of this survey?
Sure. Well, we've said very clearly that the social security system we will have in Scotland will be one that is a rights-based system that is founded on the principles of dignity, fairness and respect, and that people will see that in tangible ways in how it goes about its business. So in practical terms, that means that it will be easy to access. There'll be a number of different ways, not just via online, but a number of other ways so that people can choose the best form of communication that suits them. Decisions about eligibility and appeals and awards will be made much more quickly. Any written communication or other communications that are used will be clearly set out, clearly understood, using plain English and not jargon. And importantly, for individuals who are entitled to disability benefits, we will radically improve the current assessment process in order to make sure that we can access the right evidence, objective evidence, at first decision, and therefore reduce the number of individual assessments people have to go through, the number, and increase the number of lifetime and long-term awards that we can make.
And that's something that I think has garnered a fair lot of attention over the past few months, especially for people with a disability.
It has indeed. And, you know, for the vast majority of folks that I've spoken to since last summer, the vast majority of the written responses, over 500 that we got to the consultation, all talk about how the current system of assessment from the UK government is one that demeans them, is disrespectful, doesn't seem to make sense in terms of the decisions that are made. The evidence that they produce for those assessments as individuals looking for support often appears ignored, and it takes a long time. Now, I think that it is absolutely not beyond our wit and our ability to radically improve in all of that.
Some people you might find, Jean, have been in receipt of benefits and been part of the system for a while, and some really may have begun only recently, but I gather it's crucial that you really get both sides of the coin as regards this.
Yes, it is. We intend step by step to also build our payment system, and again, the experience panels will be helping us to test out that IT and make sure that it's fit for purpose and that the system we design is the best it can be for everyone looking for that support they're entitled to, whether they're carers, whether it's disability benefits, or whether they're young people or new mothers with our new Best Start grant.
And just confirm for us exactly what will happen to the information collected, just in case anybody has got any doubts about actually taking part in this.
Surely. The information about that is their personal information, their name and how we should contact them, will be held absolutely securely by our research and analytical teams in accordance with the law. and they will be in touch with folks as soon as people sign up to be a volunteer. They'll be in touch with them to talk to them about how best they can be involved, you know, what support they might need to help them do that, whether they want to do it through the use of the internet, whether they want to send us written ideas, be able to come to small focus groups, whatever is the best way that they can be supported so that we can get the maximum benefit out of their experience.
And you are looking for, as you say, at least 2,000 people with direct personal experience of the current social security system in Scotland. If anyone's listening to this and would like to get involved in it, how best can they do so?
Well, there's three ways you can do it. You can register online at www.gov.scot/social security, or you can email us, which is socialsecurityexperience, all one word, at gov.scot, or there is a free phone number, which is 0800-029-4974. And again, I should make sure everybody knows that that's free phone. And there's no interview process or selection here. As soon as you sign up or phone in and volunteer, then you're one of our volunteers and we'll be back in touch with you to get you to help us build the best social security system we can for Scotland.
Jean Freeman, MSP and Social Security Minister for Scotland, thank you very much for talking with us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.